Josh Donaldson's on the air with us. Hey, Josh, thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
You're on with Jeff Blair and Ben Nicholson Smith on the Jeff Blair Show, which doesn't mean anything to you right now, but it will eventually. Josh, what is your what's your spring training been like with the Blue Jays? How different is it than spring training in Arizona, for example?
Oh, well, first, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's pretty humid. I'm from the South, and I mean, I've been away from the humidity for so long now that it's definitely taken a little time to get used to, and you know, getting accustomed to everybody in the clubhouse and everything else that's going on, and you know, it's been a fun process.
Josh, when you talk about getting used to being around this team, what have you kind of seen from your Blue Jays teammates from the beginning of spring training when you were just getting to know each other, and now that we're getting close to opening day?
I mean, first of all, you have some studs on this team. I mean, just some guys that not only are very gifted athletically, but have put up numbers in the big leagues. And second of all, just everybody here, they come to the yard every day ready to work and, you know, trying to get better. And I think that's important because anytime, you know, you kind of get a little stagnant or, you know, complacent in where you're at, I feel like you kind of start, you know, regressing a little bit. And I feel like everybody's come with a, you know, a good mindset, ready to get better and, you know, hopefully win a lot of games this year.
You know, Josh, when you talk to guys who were around last year, and I'm thinking of some of the young guys, guys like Daniel Norris who came up last year, and you ask them to compare what it's like now in that clubhouse compared to what it was like when they came up, they all talk about how much more focused this is. And to a man, they all point to you and Russell Martin as being the guys that have really contributed to that focus. What do you, when you joined this team, how did you go about making yourself comfortable with your teammates, making your teammates comfortable with you? How did you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, I think you just got to try to establish a relationship with the guys that are here. And, you know, just trying to have conversations. And for instance, when I stretch, I try not to stretch in the same area every day around the same people. You know, I want to make a point to go around and, you know, make sure I'm giving time to everybody on our team just for my own selfish reasons, just so I get to know these guys. And second of all, I want them to be comfortable with me and, you know, have a idea of who I am and what I'm about. And, you know, I think, you know, what's most important is, you know, that I stay true to myself, how I come to the yard every day, how I play the game. And I think if you are successful at doing that, then the guys, you know, they get a better feel for you and they know what they're going to get every day. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to be around you.
In conversation with Josh Donaldson and Ben Nicholson Smith on the Jeff Blair Show, I noticed on Sunday when I was in the clubhouse, you and Jose Bautista having a long, long discussion about hitting. And we know that you have, in some ways, patterned some of your approach after Jose. What's it like to be with a guy whose approach you have at least borrowed from? And is it almost like having a teacher handy?
Well, I think we were talking the other day, and it's kind of, there's a couple of guys who I talk hitting with, and you know, a guy asked me the other day, like, how many guys have I been able to talk to about hitting that can relate to you, mm-hmm. and relate to your style and relate mechanically, and there hasn't been a guy. And to have a guy like Jose, you know, that we can bounce ideas off each other, and you know, I think it's a pretty cool thing. And also, I mean, Jose is very smart. You know, he's a smart guy, and you know, he does a lot of. He's not a guy that just goes out there and does it. You know, he's put a lot of time and research into it, and the same as I have. And it's just really cool to be like, hey, like, this is what I think on this right here. What do you think? And you know, it's just really neat to be able to bounce those ideas. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about mechanics the other day, and, you know, I ended up hitting a homer the other day in Minnesota on like a down and in two seamer. And we were talking the day before, just about how when I fire my backside, I would just really focus on firing my backside and my front side kind of just be a little loose. And he was talking about whenever he's firing his backside, he really focuses on trying to, with that left quad, mm-hmm. you know, kind of really trying to turn, like press into that front side. And I was like, I was playing with it at my house later that night, and I was like, man, that feels really nice as far as it allows my hips to get around balls. And then I end up hitting that pitch out on that down and in two-seamer, which I can't remember ever doing that. I came back in the dugout. I was like, hey, what we talked about the other day, it just happened. And I've never hit that pitch out in a game. And it was really cool for what we were talking about happened or doing, and it actually happening in the game just a couple of days later. And I think it's going to be beneficial to both of us.
When you were in Oakland, that was a team that relied a lot on young pitching. You had guys like Sonny Gray, Jared Parker, really being one of the big reasons for success in that team. And now that you're with the Blue Jays, it seems like this is going to be a team that relies a lot on young pitching as well. So, you know, what did you see from those young arms in Oakland when you were there? And what kind of challenges do you think they face in going up against hitters like yourselves and the Bautistas of the world when they're trying to make a name for themselves?
Well, I definitely think there's a positive of being a fresh face in the big leagues and being a young guy, especially with the guys that we have here that are in camp, because for one reason they have an advantage right away is guys haven't ever seen them. And they have nasty stuff, which is going to make it even more an advantage. The thing that's going to be tough about it is being able to go out there on a nightly basis and repeating that, especially for a younger guy who might not have had to do that so far in his career. So, I mean, that's kind of where your older guys are going to have to step in, you know, your RAs, you know, your Burleys and, you know, Brett Cecil and, you know, just, you know, Delabar, and just kind of bounce ideas off them and kind of communicate on, hey, how am I going to prepare every day and be able to get the results that I want to.
Josh Donaldson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Josh, when you were with the Athletics, they had a knack of always, I mean, they were always in the picture. They were always contending for the playoffs. I mean, it got to the point where you couldn't even call them overachieving or underrated or surprising. What do you see about the Blue Jays that suggests to you that this team can put together a run to the playoffs?
Well, as I said earlier, you have a bunch of guys on this team that aren't just good baseball players. You have a bunch of guys on this team that are studs. I mean, just anybody in the big leagues would want them on their team. So with that being said, that is, you know, obviously a positive and makes us feel good about our team. What we're going to have to do is what we just talked about earlier, mm-hmm. is make sure that the younger guys not only feel a part of this team, but that they're preparing themselves in the right way every day and making sure that they're going down the right path.